We are learning now Daf Chaf Dalet, and we're starting from the top of the Amud, Omar Rabbi Yishaya. Omar Rabbi Yishaya, we learned, this is the very hard parak Vlad Chatos, and Baruch Hashem we learned the easiest part of the Vlad Chatos, which doesn't mean it's easy, the last Amud is a little easier. Until now we learned all the Chatos HaMeisais, that it was all different things, Avda got lost, or if you got, you know, all these things. Now Omar Rabbi Yishaya, it's a different case. HaMafresh Dei Chatois La'achrayis, Metchilo Yu Mafresh Tu Chatois. Before we had, Rav Ami talks about two monies. Here's about two behemoths. You might have two behemoths la'acharayis. The halach is, v'schaper v'achas, man, more than we do kapar with. V'chaver t'aroya, the other ones doesn't not mesa. You could let it pasture till it gets a mum. Tomorrow, liba deman, who are we going according to, that you have to say this chiddush, that when you mafresh for response, you know, for achrayis, for like insurance, that is, the halach is that it's roya and not that it dies. Who are going according to? Which man the yamar? Ilim liba derabanan. If we're trying to say fi derabanan, that's not a chiddush. Hashta hamafresh the ibud, even if you have a lost one and you mafresh a new one, as long as it's before kapara, amri rabbanan lafk ibudam, it's not like it's lost. L'achrayis meboi, you have to tell me a chiddush that achrayis, when you put it aside for insurance, that there it's raya. Rabbanan hold even if you did it for a lost one, as long as you find it before the kapara, the halach is that it's not mesa. So it's not a chiddush fi derabanan. So the Gemara must be a chiddush liba derav Shimon, el liba derav Shimon, but that can't be true either. Because Rav Shimon holds chomish chatas meisis always. Omer Rav Shimon chomish chatas meisis even by achrayis. He holds any time you do kapar with another one, the one that's left dies. So it can't be according to Rav Shimon also. Because Rav Shimon is beforeish, not like that. It said clearly not like that. So the Gemara el liba the Rebbe. You're going according to Rebbe. Rebbe holds the halach is, but Rebbe holds that if you mafresh it when something is lost, then it's mesa. Come to Rav Aisha comes and says that, no, if you mafresh it for achrayis, for insurance, it's not mesa. I'll leave it to Rabbi. Come to Rabbi, be ibud, of achrayis loy, but not by achrayis. That's Rav Aisha's chiddush, even for Rabbi. Even for Rabbi, Rabbi agrees that if you put it aside for insurance, Allah is raya. So the Gemara, Tanah, and Rasi, or Kasha. This Kasha is from our Mishnah. Hamafresh chata, someone's mafresh chata, Rabbi Baal's mum. And it turns out to be a mum. So what do you have to do? You sell it, and maybe Acheres take the money, and maybe Acheres tachteha. You bring another chatos with the money. Now this balmum that's in someone's house, which is chulin, if you're makir of the second one, which is the chatos, before the balabas had a chance to shecht his chulin, the loch is the chulin dies. Thomas, why shukah kippur balah? Because it's like if comes a chatos shukippur balah. And Kasaka died, Dr. Elazar Rav Shimon Karevi Svile. We thought Elazar Rav Shimon holds a Karevi because this halacha, that if it's a mum, it still has din of Kippur Baleha, is the shonah like the Rabbanon. Why not? We had in our Mishnah, the Rabbanon hold the balas. Mum only has a din of Mesa, only if it's of the Orso. This was not lost. This never got lost. So it only got a mum. So if it can't be the Rabbanon, so it must be holds a Karevi. And he holds a Karevi. We see a fill of achrayis namidlo because here it's the same thing like achrayis. Here I mafresh the second one because I have to, not because something got lost, because there's a baal mum here. So it's like being mafresh la achrayis, nothing got lost here. And you see, this is equal to achrayis, and still you see over here, there is the halacha of mesu. There is halacha of mesu, even though it's achrayis. Rav Hayshaya said, Rav Hayshaya said, that if you Rebbe, there's no din of achrayis. That by achrayis it's not mesa, and here it's mashma that it is mesa. A fill of achrayis namidloy. The Gemara answers no. Dima v'lozak reshim ka'avuas really. Holds like his father. Doma chomesh chatas mesa. Holds like his father. Chomesh chatas mesa. That's why he's not masking. But of course, the Rebbe's halacha is still even the Rebbe by achrayis he agrees. Story of Hoshea's halacha is true. That Rebbe agrees that by achrayis the halacha is roya and not mesa. Any questions? Nothing more about it. Tanan. We have a Mishnah. Lefish ein chatas tzibra mesa. This is talking about a case where they had two seirim, one la Azazel, one la Shem. One of them got lost. So you mafresh two more. Now, this lands up being an extra la Shem. So it says in that Mishnah, they let it be roya. Why? Lefish ein chatas tzibra mesa. Because no din of chatas ha mesa is a chatas tzibra. It's mashma. How do yachid? But a yachid would be mesa. Would be mesa. Vamarav. And Rav explains which one is Mesa. Balachaim ein adachim, because you mischaper b'sheni, you mischaper with the first group, this, you know, this second behemoth of the first group. Vidach, the second one is Havlech Rais. And Smash Babakhtani, the Yachid Mesa, the Yachid would die. So the Kasha is, Delachaira, here you see that even by Achrayas, it's Yachid Mesa. That's what you see. What?
Why is Achrayas not Avda?
Because here, the Sar al Hashem, there's nothing got lost. The Zazel got lost. The Zazel one got lost. Not the Sar al Hashem. So that's this Gemara's learning, at least, that since I had land over two Lashems, it's like one Lachrayas. That's what it is. And it's saying over here that the other one's the Raya only because of Bia Tziba. But if Bia Yachid, then it would be Mesa. And for the Gemara, Rav L'Tamei, the Omar, Mitzvah Barishan. The Gemara answers that he was going Rav L'Shitasoi that holds that mitzvah rishon, that here you have to, he holds that when you have two of them, you don't have a choice. You have to mark of the first one. And since he holds you have to mark of the first one, it blives like the second one was hufrash le'ibud. Because I knew I'm not going to bring the second one at Sar Lashem, I have to bring the first one. So by a chrayis, either one of them is fine to bring as a carbon. But here, one of them is for sure le'ibud. And therefore, Rabbi Yishayahu will agree, Infi Rabbi, Rabbi Yishayahu will agree, Infi Rabbi, Allah is that it's Mesa. Just to speak out, like what Mordechai was trying to Bavani a little maybe, that here maybe you could have tied it, it is called Ibud because the Azazel was lost. And there is a Rashi like that, a Chav Gimel Beis, Taban Beis, learns like that. But obviously this Gemara does not learn like that. This Gemara learns Kupshutai, that means since I have two Sar Lashem, nothing was lost, it's not called Marfish Ibud, it's called Marfish Achrayis. And the only Teretz is that Rav L'Tamei, that holds Mitzvah Barishan, that's what makes it Ibud. Not the Gemara Vaita. The next Gemara, little Gemara, is just a recap of Chalikas Rebbe Rabbanon, and it's explain Chalikas Rebbe Rabbanon Kipshutai, like the simple pshat, like you always learned when you told you learned Tamura. Because on the past few blocks, we had Rav Abba and Rav Huna, who really turned on the whole Chalikas onto its head, Chalikas Rebbe Rabbanon, for those who concentrated there. For a lot of different keys of Nimlach, case of Nimlach, of asking questions, and of if you mischaper ba'avuda, ain't avuda, but Rav Shimi makes it simple. Tani Rav Shimi bar Zeri kameder apapa. Avda b'shas afrasha, if it's lost b'shas afrasha, le Rebbe Mesa, and you mafish the other one, le Rebbe loch is it's Mesa. It means it got lost, you mafish the other one, then you found it. Ko Rebbe, it's too bad. The one that got lost is Mesa. Rabbanon tira. Rabbanon hold, they let it pasture. Avda b'shas kapara, if it's lost b'shas with the kapara, Rabbanon Mesa, and le Rebbe Raya. Right, tomorrow makes no sense. Rebbe Raya v'kavachayim. Ma avuda b'shas afrasha. Dom Rabbanan Raya. Ma adach gets lost by that afrasha. The Rabbanan say that it's Raya. I'm a Rebbe. Mesa. Rebbe holds is one of the Chamesh Chatas HaMesa. It's avuda b'shas kapara. The Rabbanan Mesa. The Rebbe l'koshkein. B'shas kapara. Even the Rabbanan agree that it's Mesa. Of course a few Rebbe is like that. And the Brisk Rav has even another Knesh. He says, if it's lost b'shas kapara, it was lost b'shas afrasha, obviously. And so it's like b'chlam asayim mana. Ella, Tani Hacha. This you have to learn. Avuda b'shas afrosh to Rebbe Mesa, Rabban Raya. If it gets lost, b'shas afrosh, that means it got lost. You mafish another one, then you found it. According to Rabban Raya, according to Rebbe, it's Mesa. B'shas kapara. If while you were bringing the chatos, the other one was still lost, then you found it afterwards. Divri ha'koil Mesa. And that's how usually we learn a grand shas. Rebbe and Rabban. This is the way you learn Rebbe Rabban. Usually kapshutai. That it means that if it's avda b'shas hafrasha, it's mesa according to Rebbe, and b'shas kapara, it's mesa according to the Rabbanan and Rebbe. Sure. And Rebbe, you're sure? Yeah. I'm saying legabi the b'shal of nimlach and all those things.
If something is lost b'shas kapara,
yeah,
according to everybody, the owner of your animals would be yeah. Don't look for it. No. Somebody else finds it. What can he do with it?
Right, so first of all,
I don't have to look for the owner.
Well, no, yeah, but that's a very good point. The problem is that you don't know when the kapara was. So you have to find out. If you found, you have to find out. If you found
you
it,
lose a kapara, you can
right?
Use it.
Then yeah, if you knew b'shas before you found
it, anything,
it,
you have to sell it for
Rotsu. No, you have to know. It has to be mesa also.
You can't do anything with it.
Yeah. It's mesa betzim. You could put it into the keeper yourself. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon Eimer. The end of the Mishnah says Alacha Rav Lezer Rav Shimon. The end of the Mishnah says Alacha Rav Lezer Rav Shimon. And we'll see it comes into the Shiloh over here as a riot or something. Just to repeat over, let the seven hold that we just learned 2 minutes ago, is that if something becomes a mum, and then you sell it, and you use the money to buy a chatos, the halacha is that money, that b'chulin, If you brought the carbon chatzar according to Lezer of Shimon, the guy can't use his chulim. It's an interesting halacha. It became chulim, still has retained a certain amount of kedusha. And we'll see it in the Gemara Gemara right to hit. Tana Rabbana. Ein magilim b'yomtiv. The halacha is that you cannot, if anyone sounds familiar from Moshe, if it sounds familiar from Bechairis, we had this. Ein magilim b'yomtiv. The halacha is that when you skin the animal, usually they skin it, they make a slice down the stomach, and they rip off the skin. Because they use it for leather jackets, you don't have to make a difference if you cut it down the middle. But sometimes they use it like using it for like a thermos, a big thermos, or to hold wine. So what they did was they skin it in one piece. It comes from one piece, so it stays like one balloon. It's called margilim. You now do it on yontif. You know, like a shecht on yontif. You want good steak, you want a good skirt steak on yontif, you like a shecht it. But you can't be pull the skin off in a special way. Also can't do this. But loy mshulam mekdashim. Also not mshulam mekdashim. Mshulam mekdashim are kachim that got a mum and you're a paid it. So you can't do it by three things: yomtiv, bechar, mshulam mekdashim. So the rishon may be yomtiv. Understand? The kotarach tircha lechazilei. Because on yomtiv you can't do a tircha. It's not the gay today. Now you don't need this thing today. It's noid today. You don't need this thermos today. You want to sell it. So you now do that on yomtiv. It's tircha shloim. El Bechar, what's wrong with doing El Bechar? Mantana, Amar Chista, Beis Shammahi. It's going to Beis Shammahi. The Amri, Bechar, B'Kedushas HaKayim. Rabbi Shammahi holds, even after Shech the Bechar, still retains his Kedusha, and he holds only a Kayin ki eat it. The Tanam, Beis Shammahi, Emrim, Le'yimne Yisrael, Ma Kayin al Bechar. After Kayin Shech the Bechar, who can eat it? Beis Shammahi holds only a Kayin ki eat it. So that's what does he hold? He holds, even after I shecht it, it retains some Kedusha. Since it retains some Kedusha, I can't do Margilim, because Margilim is a Bezoyan Kachim, because you're doing a Avoid of a Kachim. And therefore, since it retains its then Kachim, even after it's dead, I can't be Margilim. Remember, Margilim is after it's dead. We take the skin off. So you're not allowed to do that because it still retains its then Kedusha. Pshulam HaKadosh Vantana. Who's the Tana of Pshulam HaKadosh? Of Ram Chista, or Lezer of Shimon. It's the Lezer of Shimon of our Mishnah, the Tanya. They got to bring down a Brisa, and Ayin Toysvis speaks about the Brisa a little different than our Mishnah, but the same idea of Lezer Rav Shimon. The Tanya went to the Brisa. Here, the Tanakama and Rav Lezer Rav Shimon both say things just one step further. The Tanya, Hoy l'fon of shtei chatoyes. He had two chatoyes. Achas tamima v'achas ba'al smom. What's the halacha? Tamima tikarev. You makiv the tamima. Ba'al smom tipada. Ba'al smom yipada. Nishchata balas mum, you know, fechulin, actually nizrak dam of shal tmima, before zrikas dam of tmima mataris. But if you shecht it after nizrak dam of shal tmima, asura, it's asur. So you have to shecht it, make sure it's shecht it, make sure it's steak already, before you brought the chatas. But Lezer Rav Shimon, oimer, afilu basa balas mum, bekadeira, even if the steak is in the pot already. Menizrak dama shaltimah, then you mezarek dama shaltimah, yotzol beis asreifa. It goes away to asreifa. You have to eat it before the zrika. So what do you see? Even though it's meat already, still it can become a chad shemes of Allah. So you see here, it still has a kedusha even after it's meat. So he's the man yama hold, Rabshul Makdashim, you can't do margilim. So we have here, Bechar we said like Beis Shammai, and we said, Rabshul Makdashim like Elazar Rab Shimon. Zok the Marav Chista who zets dain bechar like Beis Shammai. Look, my idvi dig Beis Shammai. They both mandiam holik Beis Shammai. Maybe both like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says by bechar and probably holds Pshul Magdashim the same thing. That wild spasser still has a din of kedusha. So I don't know. Dilma ki amri Beis Shammai bechar. Maybe Beis Shammai said dafka by bechar. The kedusha also in merechem because it's born kadosh. So it has more kedusha. That's why he holds even after the shechita. It still retains its kedusha. Aval pesuli am kadoshim, there it's not kadosh merechem. It's not born kadosh. You have to be makdash it. Lo, the more I saw carrot, the opposite. But look, my idu the kadosh b'shem. I say both my dam lekadosh b'shem, and say the kavachaymer. Madach shul makdashim is kadosh. Shul bechar it's kadosh merechem. That's kadosh. No, don't come around with b'shem and shul makdashim. We leave the mitzvahs b'dayinai. Only shul makdashim, which is you can make a pidyon on it. When you make a pidyon, the money becomes kadosh, and this becomes chulim. Hashayikem bechar is not shayach pidyon. Av bechar, only pidyon. So the law, you would say no. There's no din kedusha. Therefore, we said sign what? It's a lach in the Torah. Lo yipada. It's a Torah. And the Torah says lo yipada. What?
Once you take it off,
you can't point it. No, bechar can never transfer kedusha from bechar onto money. Yeah. You could transfer kedusha from there. No, the pesul mekdashim, the thing that has a mum, is so kaddish that it gives kedusha to money. Even now it becomes chulin, but it's so strong, it gives kedusha to chulin. Zok the Gemara weiter. one last Gemara for the new parak. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, lest they had the Tanan, Kol Psula Makdashim. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, lest they had the Tanan, Kol Psula Makdashim. Remember what we said over here, Moshe, that you're not Margilim on a Psula Makdashim. You're allowed to sell in the shuk, you're allowed to weigh it. You know it's a bazillion. Why? Because Kacha makes more money out of that. So here also, maybe allow Margilim, so you should be able to make more money. Sell more money. You can make it into the specialized thermoses. Alma, given the sharis late, tvev, is often yourselves. Here also. So more than three tarots through some to this. Amarav, Mari Braid of Kalamashim, Shbiach Bar Pagan Basta. It's not really worth more money. It's a very good thermos, but you lose some basta when you do it, because you're so careful to get the whole skin off, you cut off some basta. So bottom line, you don't make more money so much from it. That's his tarots. Another tarot is Rav Shad Rav Avnation Nirika Ibn Avada Bakachim. This is such a big bazillion, such a big avoda, they don't allow this. Even to make money, not gonna allow this. And the last tarot is that not everyone wants to buy these special thermoses. So therefore, he might wait around until he shechts it, until he finds a buyer. Maybe let it sit around and it'll grow more, have more babies, and it'll be also gizvah avayr. Then it'll come to be ayver iser. Therefore, we say, nothing doing, you cannot do margilim apshul makdashim, even though we find certain coolers to make money. Here, we do not allow margilim apshul hamikdashim. Hadron aloch vlad chatos for those that did it.